Welcome to another episode of Bands With. My name is Queen Rafi. This is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking to somebody who is a stan. I have seen this person, because I'm a big fan of reality shows, and I've seen this person like year in, year out, you know, pick a particular person and just be with that person and just support them in the best way possible. And I know that there are a lot of misconceptions and people don't understand why the stan culture is becoming a thing in Nigeria. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation. First off, if you don't understand what the word stan means, from what I was able to read, it actually means combination of stalker and fan. And there's a difference between being a stan and being a fan. Being a fan, yeah, you care about the music, you care about what the artist does, that's it. But being a stan, fans go extra mile to protect who they stan. They go all out for who they stan. They promote, they're there, whether it's good, whether it's bad, they're there, and that's who they are. So I'm gonna be having that conversation with my guest. So hello, how are you doing?
Hello. Well, I'm so grateful to be here. Anyway, I'm excited. That's the truth. Hello.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So if you don't mind, could you introduce yourself?
I'm a stan. We stand with our chest. My name is Oyin. Popularly known as Great Oyin.
Great Oyin. All right. So do you mind sharing with me what you do for a living?
Actually, I'm self-employed, and I employ other people. I have a business going on. I'm into waste management. I'm into a lot of things. But generally, I'll use the word that my fave normally use. I'm an entrepreneur.
All right. Okay. That's good. You, Oyin, or should I say Great Oyin, you are an active stan of two popular Nigerian celebrities, Wizkid and Tacha.
They are the realest, though.
I mean, you are a member of Wizkid FC and you're a fans. That's a big deal. So I want to know, why did you choose these particular celebrities? And how did you move from just being a fan? Because I know people who are just fans of Wizkid, but you are a member of Wizkid FC, and that's a big deal. You are an active member of Wizkid FC, and you're a titan at the same time. That's a big combination.
That's blood, man.
All right. How did you move from being a fan of Wizkid and Tacha to actually becoming a stan?
Okay. Thank you very much for that beautiful question. Happy to be here again.
Yeah.
These people, Wizkid and Tacha, they're special. That's the truth. They're special. And there's certain things that actually took me from being a fan to a stan.
Please share with us.
Like people around the society, they seem to judge a lot. You see people from their struggle, like Wizkid is very humble. Like very humble, a guy from a very humble beginning, came through, he's been there, through thick and thin, the hustle, and you just have to love him. I followed him for years, over a decade. Like, the guy is awesome. Then come to Tacha. Tacha is very unique. Tacha is just a sweet soul. Like, somebody that, from the very first week of BBM, I never knew Tacha till on the 30th of June 2019, when she stood on that stage, and I saw a beautiful young lady that was really misunderstood. And with the whole social media posting on her, I was like, okay, what's up with this girl? I went to social media and I carried a very, very, very insightful research on her. And I found out she's very, very beautiful and people don't just understand her. And from that day, it was like blood, it's connected for real. So it's just their personal life that made me move from just being a fan.
Wow, that's quite something. It looks like you actually went ahead, did your research, and you just felt like, why do people hate these people? I want to stand for these that people don't like.
Exactly. Why? What was the reason? There was no legit reason. People are just hating because they don't understand them. Like, the world always criticizes what it doesn't understand. And to me, I find that very, very annoying. I was like, no, we're going all out. And I went all out, all in all. I love these people with my blood.
So you're saying that there's nothing Wizkid or Tacha would do today that will make you say, I'm not standing again.
Exactly. That is the difference between a stan and a fan. Like they said, Stan is and is aggressive, obsessed, stalker. But I find it very absurd. In fact, I see it as a very, very wrong narrative. I believe a fan still, to a certain extent, you still see the flaws of wherever you're supporting.
Yeah.
But as a stan, you see no wrong. Like Tasha and Whiskey cannot, they do no wrong in my eyes. Everything they do is legit.
So
is okay because they are the most sensible, in fact, most reasonable people, celebrity I've come to meet in my life, and they are real, 100%. Because you cannot say somebody, how can you say I am wrong when you're not living my life? How? You can only wear my shoes to know if I'm wrong. So they do no wrong. So we are not stalkers. We are not obsessed. We are not aggressive. We just love them. We just love them for who they are. Thank you.
Yeah, I said you, when you were talking, you talked about the fact that they can do no wrong, like nothing.
No,
so let me ask a question. Let me ask a very, very, I don't know, maybe this is stupid or not, but I just wanted to ask, say, for example, the news was to break out tomorrow that Tasha actually killed somebody. Would that make you change from being a stan?
Number one, Tasha cannot even kill anybody.
And let's hypothetically.
There's no hypothetically in this situation. She cannot kill somebody. That's the truth. That's why I'm a stan. If she kills somebody, it's self-defense.
Okay. No, wahala. I feel you. Okay, so let's move to another question. Something you have even brushed, but I would like for us to go deep into. Most people believe that, you know, stans are very aggressive. Especially, like, I mean, the stans that are reigning right now is Titans. We all know. You guys are the reigning trendy ones right now. So people believe that most times you guys are very aggressive. You guys are abusive to people who say anything that you don't seem to agree with about Tasha. What can you say about that?
Okay, thank you very much for this question. The truth is this. As I said, people always criticize what they don't understand. The very first week of BBN, Tasha was the most abusive Nigerian. Legit. Every time you go online, you see people criticizing.
Like she was the person that was most abused, you mean?
Most abused Nigerian. Like everybody throwing shade. Everybody has one thing to say, as if their lives are flawless. They are eating on her daily. And that is one thing that attracted me to her. Like, what's up? Did she kill anybody? You understand that kind of thing? So I'm like, okay, and if you watch the process closely, actually start a fight, and at the end of the day, they end up playing the victim. Titans are just there to defend Tasha. There is nobody that has been attacked that didn't attack first. But when we come and like, no, you can't talk to her, you can't treat her in that manner, and we actually open your own flaws that no human being is flawless. And you see, they start playing the victims that we are violent, we are aggressive, we are... No, we show love to those that want to be loved. And we actually stand by our faith against those that want to be haters. That's just the truth.
Is it right to say that anybody who doesn't agree or doesn't like Tasha is automatically an enemy of the Titan?
Thank you very much. Number one. There's what they call constructive criticism.
Okay.
If you want to criticize Tasha, be professional about it. You know, okay, this is professional criticism. Not when you are being a bully. You're actually attacking her. You're actually intimidating her, or rather bullying her. That is not it. That we cannot agree with you on that terms. We only agree with you if it is very professional. We know, okay, you're doing your job. You're not taking sides. You're not being political. You're being frank. Not the other way around. So let's know the difference between you are criticizing or you're shading. That is
okay. Okay, so let me ask this question. Say I come out today and I tweet, I do not like Tasha. Is that a constructive criticism, or is that a shade, or is that bully? How do you guys classify that as Titan?
Personally, I do not like Tasha. It is your opinion. As long as you don't insult her, you do not like her, fine. A lot of people don't like her, but we don't.
So you're saying if I now go for that to say I do not like Tasha, I think Tasha is aggressive, the Titans will come for me.
Now you've added another word. How is she aggressive?
Okay, so I'm trying to understand, you know,
yeah, exactly. I'm
the dynamics of this.
Now,
yeah,
how is she addressed? If you say I don't like Tasha, I understand. To me personally, I think that's your opinion. You're entitled to it. Fine. You don't like that. Not everybody likes Jesus Christ, anyway. So fine and good. But when you say she's aggressive, now you were being spiteful. Like, why?
People will still say, if I say she's aggressive, that could still be my personal opinion, don't you think?
If you are coming to say I am aggressive,
yeah.
Now you are saying I am aggressive. To an extent, you should be able to tell me, why do you think I'm aggressive? Because now there's what we call in that you're spiting me. You're actually bringing a narrative that I don't understand. Now, why are you saying she is aggressive? Why? We just want to know. We're not fighting. Most times we're not fighting. Because when somebody make a tweet, there are different sides to it. You don't just keep quiet. The social media is actually the market of today. And you cannot spoil my goods and go scot-free.
Okay. I feel you on that one. Thank you for the clarification. So, let's move to something else that I think most people want to know. Right, for Titan, the driving force behind making sure that Tasha trends almost every other day. You're one of the Titans, and one thing that you guys make sure that you do is make sure that Tasha trends almost every other day.
Not almost every day.
Okay, and for some people, they feel of the stance, you guys don't have maybe your own daily job that you have to go to, or is either Tasha is paying you guys to trend, you know, to make her trend every day. So you're a Titan, you are in the inner caucus. Help us understand, why is that important? What is the driving force behind making sure that Tasha trends almost every day?
Okay, thank you very much. First and foremost, there's no caucus, there's no inner or outside caucus in the Titan. All types equal. Secondly, when this particular Titan, I've come to meet a lot of people, I've met those lawyers, all from all walks of life, like legit, from everywhere. I've met a lot of people. And if you will agree with me, data is not cheap. So there's no way we can be jobless. Hello?
I mean, you just said you're an entrepreneur. Yeah, I'm here. I mean, you just said you're... You know, yes. I use that word because that's what some people say. I just wanted to clarify.
Exactly. I have received... It's not cheap, though. We're online every day. It's not as a result of joblessness. It's just a love driving force. Love driving force. Because on that day, let me tell you the driving force behind this thing. I have, I saw Airtel's office getting SIMs. I have SIM cards, like, over 200. I go to home to home, door to door, during the voting time. We do not sleep. We kept bill. And first of all, I felt that judgment was wrong. It was too fighting, and one person being kicked out was a no-no for me. It was a no-no. It was a no-no. That broke me. And that from that day, that night of the disqualification, I did not put up. I threw away my decoder. I just bought another one this January. I threw it away. I was that upset. I was mad with myself. I was mad with society. I felt this was the height of life is unfair. And that was the driving force to me and a lot of people. I told myself that this particular girl that they are trying to paint black, that they are trying to do everything to make sure she doesn't see the light of the day. I said, this particular girl will be in their faces for life. And that was just the motivation, because I believe social media is a new market. So they will see every day. And that is the driving force. Just to put that there in their faces, that there are people that really care about her. There are people that can really, really love her for who she is. Because that night of the disqualification, you need to see a lot of rubbish videos that people made celebrating somebody's downfall. That was the height of wickedness. And that was a motivation for us. And believe me or not, whether they say we are jobless or not, we care less. We are a movement.
So it's not like Tasha hates anybody.
No,
and it's not
money,
like any
woman. No money, and we are not jobless.
You're unadulterated love, and also coming from the pain of her being disqualified.
Exactly. Her being disqualified for nothing, for no just reason. Was it for us? It was enough. It was enough reason to drive us. It was a driving force. Like, we are going all out. We are doing it without being paid. And we are doing it happily. We are happy doing it. Joyfully. We are a movement.
Another thing I would love to ask, because I have to say, the way that the Titans are coordinated, I mean, say what you want, anybody might say what they want, I've always been like, wow, this coordination is something else. Is there like a, do you guys have like a meeting to say, okay, this is the hashtag, or one person just starts and everybody just jumps on due to the loyalty and the love, or like there's like a meeting to say, this is the hashtag for today, this is how we are going to coordinate and this is how it moves?
Thank you very much. A lot of people say we're caught, like we are forming gangsterism online. Thank you very much. We don't care. The truth is that you're supporting a lady, a young woman, a visionaire that has so much to offer. She gives us content. We are moved by a direction. We watch her close. If you follow her trend and you're following Tasha, you see that if it's an alignment, what she's doing presently and what we feel like today trend that is inspired by a driving force, like we signed Tasha No Leave No Transfer. So we are reminding ourselves we are standing to that pledge that we made on that day, that we are standing with this girl forever, like no leave, no transfer. So she is actually our motivation. She is the one that is providing the content. We are following our direction. We are following our lifestyle. So that's how our trends are inspired.
Okay, I love that. And I have to say this, even though I am not a big fan of Tasha, I have to say I was very, 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 very pained by her disqualification and every other thing that led by it. So I can understand why you guys would channel your pain into saying, you know what, she's gonna be in your faces.
Exactly.
So I feel you. All right, now we're almost coming to the end of this, even though this has been really, really interesting, honestly. So now, you already addressed the fact that, you know, people think that Titan Movement is viewed as a cult. I think you already addressed that. But, you know, just sitting back and looking at how people, and looking at the situation where people say, oh, Titans are a cult, are a cult. Why do you think people think that you guys are a cult? What, just give me a random guess of why you think people would liken the Titans Movement to a cult.
Thank you very much again. You know, when Jesus was on earth, they actually accused him of using dark powers. So it goes a long way to show man always will narrow something they don't understand in a negative light. You don't understand. You don't know our driving force. You don't know why we are doing these things. There are countless suggestions why we are today. Being an inquisitive human being, we always want to find answers to your problem. So at the end of the day, they just say, okay, they are this, they are that, they are that, they are this. They tag us whatever. But the truth is that we are peace-loving, law-abiding, good citizens of the world. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Great Oyin. Finally, right? Are there any misconceptions about the Titans, the Wizkid FC, or just the general stan culture in Nigeria that you want to address? You're just like me, Oyin, I'm tired of people saying this. This is my opportunity. I want to tell you guys, this is not how it is. Go ahead. You're free. Okay, you have the floor.
There are countless misconceptions, like the call, the bitterness. Some say we're wild. They say a lot of things, but it's a lie. That's the truth. Let me correct it. It's just love driven. We are love personified. We are good people that just find love. We are loving people that people find hard to love. We are showing the world how to love. We're teaching the world how to love. We're actually making it and straightening things. We are love people. We are not fair. What's the word? We're not arrogant. We're not wicked. We're not whatever they want to say. It's a misconception. If you look closely, look very closely, you see that we're just love personified. We are loving people, loving Tasha, and loving with it. It is what I do as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. But now that you said it, some people might say, this people's love is not almost spiraling into obsession.
See, as I said, I will always say this. People always say things.
But you guys understand what you're
doing. But we know what we're doing. We know our driving force. We know our focus. We know what we are doing. It's not obsession or whatever. It is love. Love is love. And actually, we don't really even care what they think. That's the truth. We are focused, loving people.
Oyin, I have to say, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for allowing me I likely have like a first-hand experience and going into the head of a titan to understand, you know, some of the things that you guys do. And honestly, I feel like at the end of the day, when people do what they do and you guys have your motivation that drives you, like you said, you don't care what they say. It's just going to be what you guys want to do.
Exactly.
And the amazing love that you guys have for Tacha, we might not understand it, but you guys do, and that's all that matters.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
And now it's how I came to the end of the remote interview with Oyin, who happens to be an active stan of Wizkid and Tacha. And honestly, it was quite an enlightening conversation. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you have any more questions that you would love to know about the stan culture, or you feel like there are some things I didn't cover in this particular interview with Oyin, do well to send me an email at queenraffispacepodcast@gmail.com, or you hit me up on Twitter @queen_Raffi. Thanks for listening.